Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92. Every Tuesday at this time, we get together with Amber Boyens of Madison, registered dietitian nutritionist from Immunutrition, talk about a variety of things. We've talked about, so many things that I can't remember about.
Can't even name one.
We talked about
chickpeas,
carrots. Carrots. We've talked about carrots and chickpeas. We've talked about many times.
We've talked about all sorts of stuff. How food relates to conditions. That's how to eat at the fair.
That's right. Don't fall for those fad diets or any of that
stuff. Yeah. So we should probably hit that one again.
One of these days.
Yeah, this winter. So,
okay. Well, today we're going to talk about something that people like to talk about, I guess, comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking you just what the definition of comfort food is.
Yes.
Other people are probably wondering that same thing. So why don't you start with what is it?
Absolutely. So comfort food is stuff that we seek out to give us just that, comfort. So like you and I were talking about, one of the things that comfort food can do for us is release dopamine, which can make us feel happy, at least in the moment. And it can do that in a few ways. Fat and sugar especially, can release dopamine because it's our body's quickest source of energy. But also when we have food that's tied to memories, food that's tied to happy memories in particular, we can have a dopamine release from that. So we take these foods in and they actually do make us feel better. And one of the things we think of when we think of comfort foods is soup. I think soup was on a list that you were looking at there for comfort foods.
Soup and hot dish, a lot of hot dishes.
Yeah. And there's some really interesting research on soup that when people consume soup, there was a study in Japan. It was a very small study. It was only 16 people that worked at the same business, and they measured their mood and cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone for us. They measured that for 2 weeks, and then they had them eat soup every day for 2 weeks and measured their mood and their cortisol levels. And their mood actually improved on their soup eating days, and their cortisol decreased on those soup eating days. They didn't have a good scientific reason for why that happened, but it's not the first study to show that soup and certain other foods can actually make us happier. They can help us feel better, at least in the moment and in the short term. And this time of year, I know it doesn't feel like it today and this week, but things are going to cool down here probably faster than we're ready for. And that's when that desire for comfort foods really comes in. We start breaking out the slow cookers and all of our soup recipes and all of that kind of stuff. And sometimes it's fine to just eat the comfort food. Just enjoy it. However, a lot of the foods that we see as comfort foods are not the most nourishing foods. So remember, there's no such thing as a bad food. There are foods that nourish us and there are foods that do less to nourish us. But more often than not, we want to be nourishing our body. Now, with that in mind, I was kind of explaining to you, when I talk to people about eating well and eating a balanced diet, in order to feel satisfied at the end of a meal or a snack, we have to be physically satisfied. So we have to have provided our body with something that it needs. We also have to be emotionally satisfied, meaning that we actually enjoyed the thing that we were having. So for people who follow diets where they eat healthy just for the sake of eating healthy or eating those nourishing foods, a lot of times people don't stick with them because they see an end state. And then we didn't really learn any new habits. We didn't learn any new skills. We tend to go back to eating the way that we used to anyway. So it's important for us to find ways to incorporate those foods that we really enjoy and those comfort foods into a more nourishing overall plan. So like we talked about, nourishing foods look different for everybody. One thing might sound really, or comfort foods look different to everybody. Some people might feel really comforted by a certain kind of soup, whereas somebody else feels that comfort from mac and cheese or spaghetti. So I thought with some of these more common ones, we could talk just a little bit about how to make them a little bit more nourishing. I'm going to start with cheeseburgers, because cheeseburgers
tend to be good. Yeah.
They are good.
Everybody loves a cheeseburger.
You know, there's not a lot of people that don't. And cheeseburgers are not bad. In and of itself, cheeseburger is not a non-nourishing food, but we can make it more nourishing. And one of the ways we can do that is to make a burger bowl out of it. Now, I don't like to vilify food, so I'm not saying that buns are bad, but if we ditch that bun and fill a bowl with romaine and other greens, with your burger meat, with cheeses, tomatoes, onions, pickles, whatever you like on your burger and then dress it up with your usual condiments or some kind of a special burger sauce that you make, that can be a great way to make cheeseburgers and cheeseburger flavors a lot more nourishing. This burger bowl is something that I do with service members up at Camp Ripley and is almost universally a hit. It tends to be one of the favorites. People go into it thinking it's not going to feel very satisfying, and they come out of it really having enjoyed it. Hot dish. Who doesn't love a good hot dish?
I love a good hot dish.
Right?
Over at Faith Lutheran, we're having a holy hot dish competition here pretty soon.
Everybody I love that.
Brings their hot dish in and try all these different hot dishes, and everybody has a good time.
And that's right. Yeah. And that's, again, a social experience, right?
Over hot dish.
So I'm not going to tell all those, I'll say ladies, because that's probably who's going to be bringing most of them, but all those individuals who are bringing their hot dishes, I'm not going to tell them they need to swap out ingredients for their family's long-standing recipe. But if you're just making it in your home, we can make hot dishes a lot more nourishing by doing things like ditching the cream soup and using heavy whipping cream and flour and seasonings instead. All of those whole foods, things that are not necessarily preserved, that don't have a lot of extra added to them, just real whole foods. One of the ones that I've shared on my Facebook page before and that I think I've served to you is the healthier tater tot hot dish. Now, the recipe that I shared doesn't have meat in it. I add meat to it, and then you've just got the mushrooms and the meat giving it that bulk. But it's also got a lot of veggies added to it. And the more veggies we can sneak in, whether we've chopped them up and added them in or blended them into whatever the liquid is, the more nourishing that hot dish is going to be.
You're pretty good at sneaking vegetables into things.
I sure try. Yeah. Sometimes people notice and sometimes they don't. Even a roast. Roast is a popular thing as we get into these colder months too. It's an easy thing to throw in your slow cooker. And if you're just putting carrots and potatoes in there with it, that's great. Those are good vegetables. But consider adding in some extra veggies like rutabaga or turnips or parsnips or radishes. Something else to just increase that nourishment just a little bit and add a little more variety in the foods that you're eating. Mac and cheese, we talked a touch about last week. I'd mentioned that you can add in butternut squash or pumpkin. Even just simply adding protein to it, so beef or chicken or pulled pork or mixing veggies into it can be a good strategy too. Now, my alternative for spaghetti or lasagna is probably one of my favorites. I'm not sure if I've made this for you before or not, but sometimes at our house we'll do lasagna stuffed spaghetti squash. Have you had that with us before?
No, I don't think so.
It's delicious, and it's all the makings of lasagna, but you put it inside a half a butternut or a half a spaghetti squash. And if you've never made spaghetti squash before, when you cook it, it comes out like noodles. I'm not going to lie and tell you that if you just eat spaghetti squash and marinara sauce, that it's going to feel exactly the same as eating spaghetti, because it's not. But it's different and it's delicious. So we like to do the lasagna stuffed spaghetti squash or even a spaghetti squash carbonara, which has Parmesan cheese and bacon and all other sorts of wonderful flavors. But again, that spaghetti squash to bump up the nutrition. Meatloaf and meatball is another common one, sneaking veggies into there. We do spinach and Swiss meatballs sometimes at our house, which is a great way to sneak in some veggies, especially those dark green leafies that we don't get enough of. So regardless of what your favorite comfort food is, there's always an opportunity to look at it and say, if we're eating this often, do I have a colorful fiber source with this meal? Do I have a good source of protein? And do I have a healthy fat? And if the answer to any of those is no, then what can I do to just add a little bit of nutrition?
Yeah, you can always throw in a handful of chickpeas.
You can. And sometimes it's that simple. Don't touch the meatloaf.
Maybe
just
a carrot stuff alongside.
Eat some more nourishing things with it. Exactly.
And I was looking here, scrolling the internet.
Yeah.
And they pretty much agree with you. They said, comfort foods are good, but try to make them as healthy as you can.
That's right.
They suggest whole wheat lavish veggie pizza.
Okay.
Turkey burger lettuce wraps, cauliflower pizza, quinoa stuffed bell peppers.
There we go. I know quinoa is a favorite of yours.
That does not make me comfortable. chicken salad wraps with Greek yogurt, mm-hmm. portobello mushroom burgers. Now, that I could get into.
There you go.
Yep.
So, although, I will tell you that portobello mushroom burger probably doesn't have any meat.
No, well, this one would.
Yeah.
I'd add a little bit.
I know you wouldn't. That's okay.
All right. Well, the good topic, Amber, as always. And if they want more on this or any other nutrition topic, how can they find you?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition.
All right. And, of course, they can contact us here at Q92 because we know where to find you.
You sure do.
All right. And we'll see you again next Tuesday afternoon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Taco Tuesday for today with Amber Boyens here on Q92.